Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up next hour, we have Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Political Action Committee, and we also have with us right now Margaret Graham. Both of our guests tonight will be dealing with the inauguration of President Bush, Margaret in Washington, D.C. The inauguration of George Bush, Margaret, I know that as you're a reporter, but also you do editorial comment for the Syndicate. What are your thoughts and feelings? What does the city look like?
Well, Washington, D.C. right now, Phil, is what you would expect. It is alive with Secret Service, police, people who are decorating with bunting, and the traditional trappings of any celebration. A lot of the streets are cordoned off. Pennsylvania Avenue, which had been open recently, has been shut off as well. And it looks like a city that's getting ready for an inauguration. It is going to be a bittersweet. You're right, Phil. You referenced the fact that I did support John Kerry during the campaign, so it will be bittersweet for me.
Tell me about that, and the other members of the press who are, you know, they're supposed to be objective, right?
Yes.
But they know the man that they want.
It's been bittersweet for a lot of us. There are members of the press who are conservative, and they are happy. I think it's a story that they like to follow. I do know that there are those of us who were Kerry supporters, and I don't think I'm talking out of school when I mention Dan Rather was one of them. I don't think it was a secret to anyone, and I did speak with him briefly yesterday. And he is, Dan's a wonderful man. He's going to buck up and move on.
Tell me about the security around the inauguration, $40 million worth.
Well, I'm not happy from a couple of standpoints, Phil. First of all, I do, this might sound unusual for a gun control advocate, and I am a gun control advocate. I do own a gun. My husband has guns. He was in the military. I am concerned about being in the inaugural, within the cordoned off areas as a member of the press. Washington, D.C. is a very high crime area. There are, this has been a very hard hit area during the recent recession. I do carry a weapon. I do have a license to carry a weapon. And it's something that I've been on the phone with William Lally of the Secret Service about. And that is, I want to have a permit to carry the weapon with me inside the cordoned off inaugural area.
What kind of gun do you have?
I have a Beretta. It's a 9000. It's an S pistol.
That's a 9mm.
That is a 9mm, yes.
And you carry that with you?
Not all the time, no, but I carry it with me when I am out in, I am a public personality. I do have a high profile. And I'll tell you something else. There are a lot of people here that are a little angry with members of the press who were very pro-Kerry. It's going to be very ugly. I really think that while there are people in a celebratory mood, yes, people who celebrated the election of George Bush, there's some bad blood. And
well, how ugly is it going to... You got to carry a gun. How ugly is it going to get?
Well, there is, as I said, it's a very high crime area. I'm getting a lot of pushback from the Secret Service, which I explained to Bill Lally. I said, look, I'm a high-profile reporter. I did a great deal of anti-Bush reporting. There are a lot of conservative reporters here who had a problem with that. I also feel, for whatever reason, I'm considered very attractive. I'm an attractive woman. I'm an older, attractive woman. The threat of rape is always there. You have to be, as a woman these days, doubly careful.
Well, who are you afraid you're going to be? Are you afraid you're going to be attacked some way?
Sexually assaulted, yes. By individuals who, Bush supporters who are angry at what we did. I can tell you, Phil.
Are you afraid you're going to be sexually assaulted by Bush supporters? Is that what you're saying?
I am telling you that the reporting that we did was decidedly pro-Kerry. And there are a lot of very angry members of the conservative press, as there are very angry people in general who didn't like the pro-Kerry spin we put on things. And it would be just like them to take out some kind of revenge, I think.
In the form of rape, though? Or
a violent assault, yes.
And that's why you want to carry a gun?
That's why I am insisting on carrying a weapon inside the cordoned off secured areas.
Well, that's going to be impossible. They're not going to let anybody bring a weapon in. The President of the United States is being...
I understand the security issues, but I am a high-profile member of the press who was very pro-Kerry, and I can tell you, Phil, there are very angry members of the conservative press and a lot of these Bush supporters who would, in a very sociopathic way, sexually assault me. I am afraid of...
Why are you afraid specifically of sexual assault?
Because I am, for whatever reason, people consider me to be very attractive. You put together a woman such as my... I'm attractive. I'm not... I don't have an ego about it, but I am attractive. Put that together with someone who is deviant, a Bush supporter of some kind. The threat of rape is always hanging over my head. I do, in certain situations, carry that gun. I am insisting that the Secret Service allow me to take that gun in there.
Well, they're concerned for the president.
I'm concerned for my own safety. You have to understand, the people that supported George Bush, a lot of them, would love to teach me a lesson by raping me, by humiliating me that way, sexually humiliating me. I'm worried. I'm very frightened. But I have to go out and do the job.
If you're that worried, why don't you tell your editor, I don't want to go and cover this assignment.
That's not the way I am, Phil. I've never been that way. I'll never be that way. But I will insist on carrying a gun with me.
And you'll be carrying a gun inside secured areas where this inauguration is taking place. The Secret Service is not going to let it happen.
Well, they're going to let it happen for me. I'm not going to walk in there and have someone who voted for George Bush or one of these pro-Bush conservative members of the press rape me. I won't let it happen.
All right, I got to give our phone number out.
I'm not covering the ceremonies to just... to do what the Bush supporters want, so this is not an option.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Margaret Gray about the Bush inaugural tomorrow, something you're worried about covering because you're afraid of some kind of sexual assault by members of supporters of President Bush.
Absolutely, yes.
And well, that extends far beyond the press. That's just regular rank and file.
It does. I am a person that made a lot of people angry with the kind of pro-Kerry reporting that I did. I got a lot of hate mail. And I'm also very physically attractive. You put those things together and it spells one thing. Someone who voted for George Bush, and it can be anyone. It can be a member of the press. It can be a female, as sick as that sounds, who is resentful of the fact that I didn't support their little presidential effort pinning me down in an area that is away from public view, having their way with me somehow.
When you say the words Beretta,
but still, the point that I'm trying to make, I'm a mother and a wife.
No, but when you bring up Beretta 9000, a 9mm weapon, you may be a high profile member of the press.
Well, still, it's not as if the Secret Service isn't aware of me. They know who I am. And they know that this is not about hurting the president. This is about protecting me. And I will tell you something else. And here's where I think the problem is. Jim Johnson, who is in charge of the Washington detail for the Secret Service, and I had a relationship before I met Frank. And I think it's wrong for him to let personal feelings get in the way. And I think that...
Are you telling me he won't let you carry a weapon in there because you and he had a romantic...
I think there's a lot going on. But I think that these people that voted for President Bush are so... Forgive me, Phil, because I know you did as well.
Yes, I did.
I think there's a lot of them that are so disturbed and so celebratory now that they have their president in there that they would pin a helpless woman down in an alley in Washington... And
I can't even imagine that this would happen to the extent that you have to carry a weapon.
Believe me, I've covered this campaign long enough to know. These people that supported Bush...
Well, I'm one of them. There's a lot of my listeners.
I don't know about your listeners. I don't know who's out there. You won the election. Good for you. Do you have to sexually humiliate a woman as well? Is this what it's about?
I believe that there's a paranoia.
No, believe me, Phil.
No, I think you're being paranoid. I think that saying I got to take a weapon with me into the inauguration I think you're at...
Phil, this is not paranoia. This is covering the Bush campaign as I did for a year and a half. These people are very, very, very disturbed. A lot of them.
All of them? You make it sound like all of them.
A lot of them. And I was very pro-Kerry. And I'm not going to walk into the inauguration, have them look at me like a pack of, almost as if a pack of hyenas are eyeing carrion, and saying, there she is, get her. And the next thing you know, I am in a stairwell somewhere, far removed from the view of...
Are you emotional about this?
I'm very worried, yes.
Then I would call my editor and call it off.
I don't do that, Phil.
I would, if you're that worried that you want to carry a gun, and the Secret Service isn't going to let you...
But the Secret Service is going to let me. Believe me, I know Bill Lally, I know all of them over there. No one is going to keep a woman, an American female, from protecting herself.
Why not leave it to the Secret Service to protect you?
Their job is to protect the president.
Hold on, okay?
I will, I'll hold.
1-800-449-8686. That's kind of a twist. Did you know she was going to be that? We're talking with Margaret Gray, who is a reporter covering the inauguration tomorrow, and she is worried about her own personal safety. She wants to carry a weapon into the inauguration with her. She's afraid of sexual assault at the hands of Bush supporters who read a lot of what she had to write, which was very pro-Kerry. I'm telling you right now, there isn't any way in hell, unless she's got some contacts that I don't know about, the Secret Service is going to let her take a gun inside the secured areas, whether she's got a license for it or not. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking inauguration with Margaret Gray on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism.
Are you telling me, Margaret Gray with us, and we'll get to some phone calls, our number 1-800-449-8686, but just a very quick comment, and Margaret, are you telling me that the Bush administration, the Bush, the people who supported President Bush, voters, rank and file, people like me, people listening right now, are in such a revengeful mood?
I'm telling you right now, they hated John Kerry and everything that he stood for. And yes, they want their pound of flesh. I will not go into that inauguration, into the cordoned off secure areas without a gun, because I can tell you right now, these are hateful people, and I'm talking about members of the administration. Now, I will tell you something that I'm very worried about. Condoleezza Rice is, let me tell you something, behind that very intelligent and very educated exterior is a very vicious human being. There have also been rumors, as you know, about her sexual orientation. I know that she didn't like my writing in particular.
Are you telling me that you're going to be the victim of some lesbian assault?
I am telling you it won't happen if the Secret Service does what I'm telling them to do. Allow me to take a weapon in there.
I don't even see it happening. 1-800-449...
Well, Phil, you're not the Secret Service.
No, you're right, but I'm just telling you I don't see it happening. We had a president assassinated within the last 60 years.
We are not talking about threatening the president. I want to be very clear. I think that's very unfair.
I know that, but I'm just saying, they're not going to let a loaded weapon in there. It's not going to happen.
I'll tell you something right now. I know the guys at the Secret Service in Washington. They had better make some kind of an accommodation for me. Either that or give me some extra security detail myself.
I don't know, maybe that'll happen, but not a gun. 1-800-449-8686. Patricia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just wanted to call up and say that I think it's absolutely ludicrous that this woman thinks that something's going to happen to her.
Watch your language there, Patricia.
Okay.
What did she say?
Don't worry about it, but go ahead.
There are a lot of people inside the Beltway, and I don't know where you're calling from, but they're vicious. And
we're,
you may say what
we're
you're
not
saying,
vicious.
I'm saying inside the Beltway. Do you know what I mean by inside the Beltway?
I don't.
In the Washington, D.C. area. Condoleezza Rice.
Why would they be angry with you
because
Bush won the White House?
Because they want a simple word, Patricia. It's called vengeance. They
vengeance
want to root out... Root
vengeance
out
for what? You didn't win.
Vengeance for attacking the president.
But it didn't work.
You know something? As a woman, I'm really shocked. If I get raped by a lesbian, if I'm attacked...
Whoa. You talk about Condoleezza Rice?
Yes. You don't have
Condoleezza Rice is not going to attack you.
You don't have anything to say about it because you're a woman afraid to stand up for other women.
I am not a woman afraid to stand up to other women. It's actually women like you that give us a bad name. We're actually smart and independent.
How am I giving you a bad name?
Our actual conscience instead of going, oh, these bad Republicans. We actually do know what's going on.
Excuse me, but I voted my conscience. It just doesn't happen to jibe with yours. I am a woman who insists on carrying a gun.
That's fine, but you're not going to be able to carry a gun to an inauguration that you think you're going to get raped at because we have a vendetta when we shouldn't have a vendetta. We won the White House.
All right, you may not
we
have
nothing to be mad
you
about.
You may not have a vendetta. What about Colin Powell?
Why would he care? He still has a job.
I spent a lot of time trashing him. But people don't like things that are said. And I saw him at more than one event looking at me, and there was pure look in his eyes like, you know, I know where there's a darkened stairwell.
I find that very, very hard to believe.
Well, you know what, Patricia?
I mean, if it's that life-threatening, don't go.
Spend as much time in Washington as... It's my job. It's what I do.
All right, Patricia, I agree with you.
Well, that's a surprise.
No, but I mean, come on.
I mean, it's just ludicrous to think that that's actually going to happen.
Excuse me,
it's
the three of us...
you that make us people that are Republicans
the three
go,
of us,
no wonder you guys have lost your friggin' mind.
The three of us, who spent more time in Washington?
You.
All right, thank you. I rest my case.
All right, Patricia, anyway, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Eleanor. Eleanor, go ahead.
Yes, I would just like to share one thing with you. Being a female, and probably much older than you are, it's not worth having the PTSD that you're going to be suffering because you're exposing yourself to this type of experience.
I don't understand. What do you mean PTSD? What is that?
Post-traumatic stress disorder. It sounds like you have a lot of dread in going there. You have a lot of fear.
And why not?
Well,
we have a president that has put, I don't know how many thousands of young men in harm's way.
I'm not concerned about what the president is doing here. My concern is
you've got a closet lesbian. A closet lesbian is the Secretary of State.
Well, she hasn't been. You don't know that she's a closet lesbian.
You know, it's
frustrating not to be able to be heard by women. You, I understand, Mr. Henry. This is the second woman now. I want to carry a gun simply to be able to have it on me if I'm approached by one of these people.
Condoleezza Rice or Colin Powell who want to rape you.
You know, never mind.
I really feel very concerned for you. In fact, I think I'm going to make sure that I pray for you because...
Oh, my God, pray for me. Pray
I
for
will.
My safety, yes. Look at
I
straight,
will.
You know, Phil, you straight women don't wear Darth Vader haircuts. Thank you.
She can't listen to me, so I'm going to be hanging up.
All right, Eleanor, I want to listen to you. I want to listen to you and our listeners.
You know,
go ahead.
I feel very bad that a woman has to put herself through that. I mean... We are supposed to be strong. This shows that she doesn't have that strength.
I'm carrying a gun.
She's exposing herself
you know what the problem
deliberately
is.
To something that she has fear of.
You don't.
And being a mental health worker, I'm really concerned
about
her. Here
we go. Somebody
her.
Else that empties bedpans and she thinks she's a psychiatrist.
Have a very good evening. I love your show
and
I enjoy listening to you.
I'm a woman who carries a gun and you can't handle it.
All right, thank you. I'm going to take a break here, Margaret. People are concerned that what you're saying...
It sounds paranoid.
Yeah.
Do you work in Washington, D.C.?
No, I don't work in Washington, D.C. Do you really fear that you're going to be subjected to a lesbian rape by Condoleezza.
I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm saying I want the freedom to carry a weapon or to have extra Secret Service security for myself.
And the Secret Service is going to be busy protecting the president.
I was a pro-carry reporter, and there's a lot of hateful, hateful people out there that supported George Bush. Most of them, Phil. And they'd like nothing better than to tie me to the hood of a car.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Should this woman, a reporter, a pro-carry reporter, Margaret Gray, fear assault at the inauguration? She wants to carry a gun. The Secret Service says no. She wants extra security. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And I want to get that out.
Well, when you say...
Phil, I am telling you that lesbian jail rape is the number one fear of college-educated women under the age of 50. And for me to go into the inauguration and not be protected against individuals who are very hostile, and yes, Condi Rice is one of them...
You don't know that woman's orientation.
Okay, Phil, I don't know her orientation. She's got a Darth Vader haircut. She wears...
It doesn't matter. You still don't. I've heard Condoleezza Rice is a woman who is escorted to a lot of functions by men. She prefers the company of Mr. and Mrs. Bush. She's like a daughter to them. She's not a very social person. She's an intellectual. You know...
Oh, okay. Escorted? Oh, my God. This is very naive.
All right, fine. So maybe, she could be... And she's being escorted. The point is, the threat of lesbian rape...
Phil... I've been inside the Beltway covering this election. All I'm saying is, all right, I don't have to carry a gun, but the Secret Service had damn well better provide a security detail for me. And
do you know the money that's being spent on this or not? $40 million in security alone.
Well, they got their president. George Bush is in there. They're having their party. I want protection, is all I'm saying. Robert Novak, one of the most prominent conservative columnists, I can look at the way I can see the way that man looks through his face, that as my husband would say, he's crazier than a crap house rat. And I would absolutely find it revolting to have him suddenly gag me.
Robert Novak?
Yes.
Tie you up and gag you and assault you?
Yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Linda. Linda, go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say that I think that you are more of a threat than anybody else that you're dreaming about.
Did you vote for George Bush? Did you
anybody. Vote? Excuse me?
Did you vote for George Bush?
Of course I voted
well,
for George Bush.
Well, it figures you'd say that.
I think that anybody that would want to take an armed weapon into a presidential inauguration is more dangerous than any of the people that you dream about. And it seems like you dream about everybody wanting to rape you. We've been through at least half a dozen names in the last 10 minutes.
Linda, first of all, I'm a female, as you are, who has experienced. I'll tell you, I was in Athens, and this was 30 years ago during the height of the political unrest there. I had a relationship with a Greek. I don't know if you've ever been with a European man, but it might as well be an assault. And it's haunted me for a long time. I enjoyed it, yes. But it
I
also was very rough.
Wait,
need to see a psychiatrist, honey. I think you're a little bit of a lunatic.
You know,
I think
as a Bush supporter, I would expect you to say that.
We are sitting here listening to the radio, laughing at you. Laughing.
I think it's pathetic that a woman laughs at another woman's fear of sexual assault. I think it's very funny. I think it's really wrong. I really do.
I think you're really wrong. We're all happy that our president won. We're so happy that our president won. Nobody is even thinking about you or thinking, oh, my God, about raping you. Heavens.
Where are you from?
I think you've got a vivid, vivid, vivid
you're
imagination.
British. You're British, aren't you?
Vivid imagination.
She's British. And so as a Brit, I don't know where you get off telling me. Are you Canadian?
No, I'm not Canadian.
Well, you're British or something.
Well, does it matter?
And so, yes, it matters, because you couldn't possibly understand the very reasonable fear of being raped by Colin Powell. Many people...
Wait a minute. Wait a second.
No,
hold on for a minute. First of all, Margaret, you carrying a weapon, you got to...
Well, then why not extra security?
And what does your relationship with a Greek have to do with this?
It was a very intense physical relationship. Have you ever had it, Linda? Can I ask you a question?
If you're talking about my relationship, then no, because that's got nothing to do with it.
Well, it's like being raped when a man's eating a sandwich while he is.
All right, I don't want to hear about it.
I don't think anybody wants to hear about it.
If you're not a citizen, how can you understand the fear of being raped by Condoleezza Rice? I don't understand that.
Honey, I'm a citizen.
Well, I don't want Barney the dog looking up my skirt or any of the...
All right, hold on. Linda,
oh, my God.
Linda.
Now Barney the dog's going to lick you?
I did not say that. I said look.
Oh,
well, so the dog...
dear.
What's the bottom line here, Margaret?
Phil, the bottom line is simply this. All of you people sitting out there in America, good for you. You're out there in the red states. Here in Washington, it was very hostile. And there were people inside the administration that I know personally who said, after this inauguration, the floodgates are going to open. They're going to have it in for a lot of you people that didn't support the president. Now, people like Linda and people like these other women, and that's the tragic part that I've spoken with, don't get it. They don't understand that they're living out there in fairyland and they think everything is wonderful. Linda, when I wind up getting bound and gagged and thrown into a closet by Condoleezza Rice or...
Oh, come on. Are you honestly serious?
Listen to her laugh.
You should be a comedy act.
You know what? Thank God for America. I don't know what other country would have you.
Yeah, thank God for America.
Yeah,
You're
I don't know any other
right.
country that would have a woman like you.
All right, Linda.
You know,
I don't know any country that would have... Yeah, that's where you're from, Canada.
No, I'm not from Canada. I've never been to Canada, but I think you should move there.
I remember...
Look, I'm going to let Linda go. Thank you, Linda. 1-800-449-8686. Barney the dog, is that a gag?
Well, what I'm saying, nobody seems to care. I remember after a press conference with the president, as he left the podium, he looked at me and he broke a pencil and then he smiled as if to say, boy, what I wouldn't give.
Let me go to Jen. Jen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good, Jen.
I'm actually calling from Bangor, Maine. I actually grew up in Maine.
You know what? I can't hear you. Is this the lady who had the... Oh, there. Go ahead. Now you're clear. Go ahead, Jen.
I grew up...
You know, Chris, I had a problem with her cell phone in the first place. I don't know what... Jim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Jim. Go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm listening to this, and I'm going to tell you something. I think she might have some sadistic sexual fantasies that she's getting the rocks off.
You know, I think that's spoken like a man.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, lady. I voted for President Bush. And I don't walk around the street thinking of raping people. You've got yourself being done in a closet. You got yourself thrown out of a hood of a car. You say that you had a relationship with a woman with a man in Greece, but it was a rough relationship, but you enjoyed it. You got a dog doing things to you. I think you're getting your rocks off talking to this about this on the radio.
I think it's typical of a man to speak that way.
Well, what does that mean? What does that mean exactly?
That he does not understand the fear. That he does not understand the fear that every woman lives with.
I hope you realize that you've announced on the radio that you're going to force yourself to be let in there with a gun. Now every quack case that might be able to get into that inauguration...
They're not going
to
let her in with a gun. There's no way.
I think you're right.
But now she can get herself knocked in the head and
get our president killed. I mean, this is...
You know, I really... Of all the things that were said on the air tonight, I think what you just said right there is the most disgusting. I am simply saying I want to be protected, and I'm insisting on Secret Service protection. If Condoleezza Rice winds up...
Oh, come on, will you? The woman's got more to do than worry about you.
You just enjoy putting Condoleezza Rice and all these people's names you throw in. Robert Novak. What are these people? You got a personal vendetta. You just want to say their names and accuse them of these vile things?
Sir, Robert Novak looks at me, and I don't know if you've ever...
Oh, brother, everybody looks at you some kind of way. There's something
Robert
wrong with you, lady.
Novak, I am telling you, I can tell by the way he looks through his face. That
like
he...
the other lady said, I'm going to pray for you. You need help.
I don't need your prayers. I think our country needs your prayers because we've got 4 more years of George Bush and that closet and that closet rapist, Robert Novak.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you
brother.
Know, you're going to get sued.
No, I'm not.
No, you're going to get freaking sued if you don't watch. You're walking right up to the line here.
Oh, my God. I don't know how many millions of women are assaulted in this country every year, and you people are more concerned about Robert Novak's reputation.
I hope you're ready to
do
all this.
I hope God forgives you. You know, it's a typical fantasy for a man like you to want me to be attacked that way. You'd love to see me and Condi rolling around in the mud on the White House lawn. It's not going to happen.
Or you just love to put Condoleezza Rice down,
don't you? Yeah, you got a real thing about her.
Boy,
I think this guy is saying something that makes sense. I think...
Oh, my God. Me and Condi Rice and that hairdo, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
All right,
Thank
Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Thank
sir.
You.
You know what? Both of you can go... Oh, excuse me. You know what? Both of you...
Both of you? I mean...
Both of you can go straight down to the fourth ring, turn left, fifth pit.
Go down to the fifth ring, turn left, fifth pit? Is that... Okay, I got my GPS on, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Dean Wheeler will be with us next hour. Mr. Wheeler with the Northern California Political Action Community and the Holistic Alternative Healing Health Center. He is also a John Kerry supporter and also is depressed. He's having post-traumatic stress syndrome. He's having nightmares. He's having night terrors. He's bedwetting because of the election of President Bush. So we'll find out about him. And Margaret, I remember having her on. Now that it's rushing back to me. She was on during the Winter Olympics of the year 2000. When were the Winter Olympics? 2002. Yeah, 2002. And she was frightened of a Greek attacking her. Now we know she'd actually had a relationship with a Greek who, I believe, ate a cucumber sandwich while at the same time making love to her. And she found that both exciting yet humiliating. So she's had this fixation ever since. Well, in any event, good luck, Margaret, because you're going to need it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We'll get down to some email we've received here this evening. This is from RF, and he says, last night's tsunami bit was the best. I don't know if you remember, we did a tsunami bit saying that God was baptizing a lot of people, and we had Father James McCorders on, and we had a lot of complaints from Catholic listeners. And I wrote back one of them, seriously. I said, satire is comedy with a point of view. I'm not a general purpose humorist. In other words, I'm not Jay Leno going out there. You know, we make fun of everybody equally. You remember how we used to just, that drives us nuts around here. We don't make fun of everybody equally. We have a point of view on this show. That's what satire is. That's why it's comedy. You know what satire is? Comedy that pisses people off. That's the difference between satire and Jon Stewart, who I think is a funny guy, but don't tell me he's a satirist. I read a piece in Esquire magazine. Somebody said, this guy is a premier satirist. Jon Stewart is not a satirist. He's Jay Leno, only funny. Difference between Jon Stewart and Jay Leno? Jon Stewart's funny. Jay Leno's not. But they're both general interest humorists, not out to offend any one group. Blah, 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 blah. We don't do that here. Okay, and it bugs people. Some cat says, he writes, I understand about satire, Mr. Henry, but you went over the line. No, the bit last night was all about institutionalized Catholicism being, frankly, quite violent. I grew up in it. I ought to know. I mean, there was corporal punishment in Catholic schools, And we had priests that were just as fire and brimstone as any Baptist preacher you want to talk about. I had, when I was in high school, I had Christian brothers, man, who used to like hang us out of a window by our ears. Stuff like that, right? Institutional, the Catholic institution is violent and at times criminal. And why wouldn't they believe that God, in all of his love, would violently baptize people? That's our point of view. So if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend. Well, you know, I know I don't mean to offend. I mean to make people laugh. I thought the idea of a mass baptism with a tsunami was hysterical. In fact, I still think it is. Oh, I got a break?
Yeah, you got a break.
Thanks, bud. Hold on, I'll get back to the email.
Whatever.
All right, 1-800-449-8. So thanks for that. You know, really producing tonight, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Anyway, back to the email. Guy writes, last night's tsunami bit was the best. I nearly pissed myself. Keep up the great work. Screw the small-minded PC touchy-feelies. Chris Howland Mad Murdoch is who that was from. And we had another email here. Phil, I'm Catholic, and Father James McCorders is my favorite character by far. Keep up and remind those that don't like it, they can simply turn the radio off. P.S. Bring Frodo back. Nah. Dear Phil, please play the R.C. Collins bit where he describes himself as goth and wears a cape to school, where he plays pickup basketball, taking it to the hole in a cape. I think it's a 4 or 5-year-old bit. I'll look for that one, man, but it is. It's like back in the day when we were working strictly out of our L.A. affiliate, and they didn't really have a good logging system. So a lot of our shows were lost, literally. I mean, I go and see, can we get a tape of the show? No, we don't have it. Well, that's great, man. We just did some of the greatest radio in history, and you don't have it. That's right. Here's one from, I read the original email from the guy who was offended. The guy wrote, if that guy got your show, maybe he'd get that it wasn't the dead tsunami victims you were making fun of. Everybody gets it till their personal ox is gored. Chuck Koroklis, production manager, KKUU. Oh, these are the guys out in Palm Springs. Cool, thanks, Chuck. And finally, on our email, we got a few more here, but let me see if there's anything else having to do with the Hal Levalier bit. In preparation for security for the presidential inauguration, portable missile launchers have been set up. I think it would be fun to have Hal and Viola casually flying their airplane over D.C., doing some sightseeing, not realizing it's inauguration day, and then suddenly seeing a missile launch their way and being shot out of the sky. That's a great idea. Be listening for that one, man. Thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva coming, or not Dave, Dean Wheeler coming up next hour. On Friday, January 28th, an all-request show. Our all-request show for the month of January, Friday the 28th. Coming up tomorrow night, Doug Danger, gay man, gay journalist. February 5th, we'll be signing CDs in Tucson. And don't forget, our Best of CD is available on our website, www.philhenryshow.com. All the money goes to my friend's place.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Whitney Houston's dealer.